ये तो आलियो है जहाँ ये प्राचीन अनुकूट उत्सव 5000 वर्ष पूर्व हुआ और ये आगे संकर्षण कुंड है और गोवर्धन के ऊपर ये तो गोपाल जी का मंदिर है जहाँ माधवेंद्र पुरी ने उनको स्थापित कर दिया। सो हम गोविंद कुंड में जाकर, क्योंकि ये सब तो गोविंद कुंड के संबंध में है, सो वहाँ बैठ करके शांतिपूर्वक से हम सब कथा सुनाएंगे। लेकिन आप यहाँ से बहुत सुंदर दर्शन कर सकते हैं और आप देख सकते हैं कि सब गिरिराज को रोमांच हो गया। वो देखा कि
रोमांच खड़े हो गया।
वो देखे कि ये सब बॉम्बे वाला उसका एयर कंडीशन ऑफिस छोड़कर वो गिरिराज पे में खड़े, उसका सारे रोमांच हो गया। ओ गिरिराज दारना की।
After hearing the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Lord with the gopis at Danghati and Paita, the devotees are now dancing and chanting ecstatically at Govindkund.
Jaya Jaya Deva Hare.
Every year at this time, the Brijabasis would perform the Indra Puja by having a grand, grand sacrifice for the pleasure of Lord Indra. But Krishna convinced Nanda Maharaj that why should you worship demigods? Krishna wants our devotion exclusively to him. Because when you water the root of the tree, automatically every part of the tree is nourished. So rather than worshiping the demigods for material prosperity, if we simply worship Lord Sri Krishna with sincere devotion, Krishna will provide whatever is required for our ultimate perfection and the supreme destination of life. So Lord Sri Krishna convinced Nanda Maharaj that better you worship Govardhan Hill, because after all, Govardhan Hill is providing so many nice lakes and waterfalls and beautiful grasses for our cows. And our whole agricultural basis is dependent on the satisfaction of the cows. Go means cow, or Vardhan means to increase the pleasure of. So Govardhan means that personality who gives increasing pleasure to the cows. So you take all of the paraphernalia that you have arranged for Indra and you make a beautiful offering to Govardhan. And you cook mountains and mountains of bhoga, pakoras, halwa, laddus, sweet rice, puris, halwa, gulab jamuns, rasgulas, sandesh. Anything else?
Cookies.
Puris.
He didn't say cookies.
Or pizza.
The Brijavasis cook mountains and mountains of prasad according to Krishna's instructions. And they circumambulated Govardhan Hill, just as we are circumambulating Govardhan Hill. The first parikrama of Giriraj was done by Krishna himself. He led all the Brijavasis around the Govardhan Hill.
Oh, Giriraj Maharaj ki jai!
And it is said that to attain Braj Bhakti, we must follow in the footsteps of the Brijavasis. So we are literally following in the footsteps of the Brijavasis as Krishna led them around Govardhan Hill. And they went to where this town is that we just passed called Aniyor. And that is where they made their offerings to Giriraj. And Krishna assumed the form of Govardhan Hill right before everyone's eyes. He became very, very large. And with his two large arms, within seconds, he just consumed all of the mountains and mountains of bhoga and all of the lakes and lakes, kuns of liquid bhoga. And then he began to call out in a loud...
Huh? He did with two hands because he's just a small boy, so he doesn't know right hand or left hand. So if so much was there, he was eating with both hands.
That's right, he was eating with both hands. Krishna is absolute. His right is his left, and his left is his right. So as he was taking, within seconds he consumed it. And then you can imagine how loud and deep the sound of a mountain is when he speaks, especially when he's hungry. So he began to call out, Aniyor, Aniyor!
Aniyor, Aniyor!
He chanted much louder than that. This means, bring me more. We should be chanting, bring me more service. When we are chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Humble, insignificant way of saying Aniyor. My dear Lord, dear Radharani, dear Sri Krishna, please give me more and more service to your lotus feet and to the lotus feet of your devotees. So Giriraj was chanting very loudly, but Krishna explained, because simultaneously Krishna was in the form of Govardhan Hill, but still he was the little cowherd boy, only 7 years old, with his friends and his mother and father. And with folded palms, Krishna bowed down and said, dear Giriraj, we've already given you everything in the whole Braj Bhumi. All of our food has been offered. We have nothing else. And Govardhan replied, So then, by the arrangement of Lord Sri Krishna, some of the Brijabasi Brahmins, they offered some tulsi leaves to Govardhan, and he became very satisfied. He said, now I am happy. And then, within seconds, all of the mountains of prasad and all of the lakes immediately reappeared, so that Krishna and all of the Brijavasis could enjoy the Mahaprasad.
Oh, Giriraj Maharaj ki!
And then on Krishna's instruction, they distributed the prasad first to the Brahmins and then to all of the local people and even to the beggars. They were all just fed to their full satisfaction, and they were also giving to monkeys and cows and dogs. Everyone had full feast of Sri Giriraj's Mahaprasad. Giriraj Maharaj.
Jai!
And everyone was very, very happy, jubilant, ecstatic, except for Lord Indra. Because Lord Indra fell to the temptation that everyone falls to unless they are under proper guidance of the Association of Advanced Devotees. And that is the anartha of pride. He was thinking that I am the king of heaven, because after all, everyone in the universe is considering me to be the king of heaven. But Indra is Krishna's devotee, so Krishna will always arrange some way to curb pride from his devotee, because without genuine humility there can be no real devotion that is pleasing to the Lord. But Indra was very angry, so he sent the Samvataka clouds, which carry rain that destroy the whole world. Within minutes, it can make the whole world into one big ocean. And the Samvataka clouds all came over Brajbhumi and aimed all of their rains right at Vrindavan Dham. And it started raining, and there was thunder and lightning, thunderous. And it is explained that every raindrop was bigger than an elephant. And the rain was falling like pillars. And the Brijbasis, they approached Krishna. They said, Thakurji, Indra is angry because of what you have told us. But Krishna said, don't you worry. And he went out of his house. He was living at Nandagaon at the time. And he took the Govardhan Hill and effortlessly lifted it, just like a child picks up a flower or a mushroom. And he lifted it over his head. With the little finger of his left hand, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami explains. And he invited all the Brijbasis, now you come and take shelter of this umbrella named Govardhan Hill. And they all stood under the hill. And for 7 days and seven nights, with unblinking attention, they were looking at the beautiful face of Krishna smiling upon them. They forgot everything about eating or sleeping. They were fully nourished by the beautiful darshan of Shyam Sundar. And Indra, of course, as Dinabandhu Prabhu was explaining, that Krishna called for his Sudarshan Chakra, and the chakra was whirling very quickly around Govardhan Hill so that none of the water could go underneath the hill and come in. It was evaporating the rain as soon as it was coming. And whatever thunderbolts were hitting Govardhan Hill, because Krishna's finger was touching the hill, anything that came on it after that felt very pleasurable and ecstatic. Just like there is a beautiful poem by one great Vaishnav saint, where he explains, when I am doing the parikram of Brajbhumi, and the thorns, the prickers, go into my feet, I experience more pleasure by each pricker in my feet than can be experienced millions and millions and millions of times over of mukti, liberation into Brahma. Because these are the prickers of Vrindavan. This should be our meditation when thorns go into your lotus feet. What a wonderful pleasure this is. The thorns of Vrindavan are bestowing their blessings upon my feet. Because every part of Brajbhumi is divine, it is sacred, it is Chintamani Dham. So when Indra saw that after 7 days, Krishna and the Brijbasis didn't even experience one drop of rain, he called back his Samvataka clouds, and he came to his Gurudev, Brihaspati, what should I do? Brihaspati told him that you have committed a great offense. You have tried to murder the Lord and his devotees. Is somebody translating while I'm talking?
Yeah, Paramahansa.
Gotcha. And then you should approach Surabhi, the cow. And she is very dear to Krishna. If you want to approach Krishna, you have to go through someone who Krishna loves. So similarly, we have all committed so many offenses against Krishna. And for us to think that we can approach Krishna after millions and millions of births of offending him is impossible. We must approach those devotees who are very dear and beloved by Krishna. And with their request, Krishna will accept our prayers. And with their request and blessings, Krishna will accept our service. That is why it is important that we have the association of advanced devotees and we take shelter of a proper spiritual master in the line of the great acharyas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Surabhi and Indra approached Krishna. Surabhi said, "Please, Krishna, Indra is feeling very sorry, forgive him." So Krishna forgave him. And then they came to this very place and they performed Abhishek. Why did they perform Abhishek? Because Indra was under the illusion that I am the king of heaven, but now I want to reveal to the world who the real king is. We will coronate Krishna as the king of the universe. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai! So Indra brought his elephant carrier, Airavata, who took the water from the river Ganges, and here bathed Krishna's lotus feet with the river Ganges water. And the Surabhi cow and the other cows, they were thinking, "What is this nonsense, Indra? We only have one king. The king of Vrindavan, Vrindavanath, is Govinda. And we want to take this opportunity to coronate you as the king of Brijbhumi." So Surabhi, with her ambrosial nectarine milk, she bathed Lord Sri Krishna with Abhishek. And the mixture of the water of Airavata and the Ganges and the Surabhi cow's milk and all of the lotus petals and sandalwood and other scents that they were offering to Krishna filled this kund, which is called Govinda Kund. Later on, when Madhavendra Puri was traveling through Vrindavan, he came to Govinda Kund after walking through all the 12 forests. And Madhavendra Puri was so humble, he would not eat anything unless Krishna provided it without any effort of his own. So while he was sitting on the banks of Govinda Kund, enraptured in the ecstasy of divine love, a little cowherd boy approached him and said, "Maharaji, I understand that you've been fasting all day, but no one in this village of mine will fast. So please take this milk and I will pick up the pot later. Now I have to go back to herd the cows." So Madhavendra Puri drank the milk and then he washed the bucket here at Govinda Kund. And then he sat under a tree. In fact, this is the very place where we are sitting, where Madhavendra Puri met the cowherd boy and drank the milk. And this is the place that he rested. Sri Madhavendra Puri ki jai! And as he was resting, he had a divine vision where that same little cowherd boy revealed himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shyam Sundar. And he took Madhavendra Puri by the hand and said, "I have been waiting for you in my form of Gopal for a long, long time, and I am very hot and I am very hungry and thirsty." And then he took Madhavendra Puri to a place close to Govinda Kund where there were very thick thorn bushes, and he said, "You will find me in there." And he explained that you should bathe me with the waters of Govinda Kund and you should make an altar on top of Govardhan Hill and install me there. He said, "I was originally installed by Vajra, but at one time, due to foreign invaders, the pujari left me in these bushes." So Madhavendra Puri took the townspeople after he woke. Actually, when he first woke up, he thought that Krishna came and served me by giving me milk, and I didn't even recognize him. I didn't even offer him obeisances. How sinful, how unfortunate I am. But rather than lament, he realized that the Lord has given me service. And more important than lamenting over our own offenses is to engage in the positive service of the Lord. because that is the only real atonement for our offenses. Not just feeling guilty is the nature of every devotee, but our atonement is when we positively engage in activities, thoughts, and words for the pleasure of the Lord and His devotees. Krishna consciousness is a process which is dynamic. So with the townspeople, they began to clear the bushes, and there they saw the beautiful, beautiful form of Gopal. And they lifted Gopal and brought him here to Govindakund, and they performed Abhishek with tens and thousands of buckets of water from Govindakund. And Madhavendra Puri arranged everything according to the Lord's desire. And then they dried him, and they offered him the Panchagavya and the Panchamrita, and then more water from Govindakund. And then they put nice scented oil to make him very shiny, and put him on a beautiful altar made out of the gold stones from Govardhan Hill. And people brought clothes and jewelry and crowns. And then the townspeople made big, big mountains and mountains, their whole stock of bhoga they used to make a nice offering to the Lord. So many Brahmins and cooks cooking all day. And then Madhavendra Puri offered the aarti to Gopal. And where we just passed, Dinabandhu Prabhu was telling us that ancient ruined temple, that was the original temple that later on disciples of Madhavendra Puri built for Gopal. So this is a wonderful, beautiful story. Madhavendra Puri served Gopal here for many years.
And every village used to come.
Yes. The other villages, when they heard what a wonderful festival Madhavendra Puri was performing for this self-manifesting deity, every village was coming, please let us perform this Anukut. So every single day, village after village would bring their entire stock of all food and cook mountains of roti and rice and sabjis and kheer and everything. And in this way it went on for months and months and months. Mm. Wonderful offerings to Gopal. And of course everyone was immersed in chanting the holy names and dancing in great ecstasy. And later on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place. Because in the Madhava Sampradaya, Madhavendra Puri was the first acharya to reveal and distribute the type of pure bhakti which is found amongst the residents of Vrindavan in conjugal love, Madhurya Ras. It is explained that Madhavendra Puri is the root of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation in the line of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri had many great disciples, Advaita Charja, Nityananda Prabhu, Brahmananda Bharati, Paramananda Puri, Ishwara Puri, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, so many disciples. They cannot be counted, Sri Ranga Puri. And each of them, he inundated their hearts with this mellow of conjugal love. And it is explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially accepted initiation from the disciple of Madhavendra Puri and did not reveal his divine love of God until that initiation ceremony to the world. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, and remembering the mercy of Madhavendra Puri and his unlimited qualities, Mahaprabhu took his bath in Govindakund. But he would not go up the mountain to see Gopal, because Mahaprabhu considered that Govardhan Hill is none different than Krishna, and you cannot put your feet on Krishna. So Mahaprabhu prayed to Gopal from the bottom of the hill. And one day, to answer the prayers of Mahaprabhu, there was a scare in the village that the Mughals are coming to attack. So they took Gopal very secretly and brought him to a village called Gantuli on the bottom of the hill. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstatic love toward Gantuli, chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
But he was, everyone was chanting with him very loudly.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
ये तो अनयो है जहाँ ये प्राचीन अनुकूट उत्सव 5000 वर्ष पूर्व हुआ
और ये आगे संकर्षण कुंड है और गोवर्धन के ऊपर ये तो गोपाल जी का मंदिर है जहाँ माधवेंद्र पुरी ने उनको स्थापित कर दिया तो हम गोविंद कुंड में जाकर क्योंकि ये सब तो गोविंद कुंड के संबंध में है तो वहाँ बैठ करके शांतिपूर्वक से हम सब कथा सुनाएंगे लेकिन आप यहाँ से बहुत सुंदर दर्शन कर सकते हैं और आप देख सकते हैं कि सब गिरिराज को रोमांच हो गया वो देखा कि
रोमांच खड़े हो गए हाँ
रोमांच खड़े हो गए
रोमांच खड़े हो गया वो देखा कि ये सब बॉम्बे वाला उसका एयर कंडीशन ऑफिस छोड़कर वो गिरिराज पर के में खड़े उसका सारे रोमांच हो गया
ओ गिरिराज धारण की
After hearing the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Lord with the gopis at Danghati and Paita, the devotees are now dancing and chanting ecstatically at Govindkund.
This time, the Brijabasis would perform the Indra Puja by having a grand sacrifice for the pleasure of Lord Indra. But Krishna convinced Nanda Maharaj that why should you worship demigods? Krishna wants our devotion exclusively to him. Because when you water the root of the tree, automatically every part of the tree is nourished. So rather than worshiping the demigods for material prosperity, if we simply worship Lord Sri Krishna with sincere devotion, Krishna will provide whatever is required for our ultimate perfection and the supreme destination of life. So Lord Sri Krishna convinced Nanda Maharaj that better you worship Govardhan Hill. Because after all, Govardhan Hill is providing so many nice lakes and waterfalls and beautiful grasses for our cows. And our whole agricultural basis is dependent on the satisfaction of the cows. Govardhan means, go means cow, or Vardhan means to increase the pleasure of. So Govardhan means that personality who gives increasing pleasure to the cows. So you take all of the paraphernalia that you have arranged for Indra, and you make a beautiful offering to Govardhan. And you cook mountains and mountains of bhoga, pakoras, halwa, laddus, sweet rice, puris, halwa, gulab jamuns, rasgullas, sandesh. Anything else?
Well, cookies.
Puris.
He didn't say cookies.
Or pizza.
The Vrijabhasis cook mountains and mountains of prasad according to Krishna's instructions. And they circumambulated Govardhan Hill, just as we are circumambulating Govardhan Hill. The first parikram of Giriraj was done by Krishna himself. He led all the Vrijabhasis around the Govardhan Hill.
Oh, Giriraj Maharaj ki jai!
And it is said that to attain Braj Bhakti, we must follow in the footsteps of the Vrijabhasis. So we are literally following in the footsteps of the Vrijabhasis as Krishna led them around Govardhan Hill. And they went to where this town is that we just passed called Aniyor. And that is where they made their offerings to Giriraj. And Krishna assumed the form of Govardhan Hill right before everyone's eyes. He became very, very large. And with his two large arms, within seconds, he just consumed all of the mountains and mountains of bhoga and all of the lakes and lakes, kuns of liquid bhoga. And then he began to call out in a loud...
He did with two hands because he's just a small boy, so he doesn't know right hand or left hand. So much was there, he was eating with both hands.
That's right, he was eating with both hands. Krishna's absolute. His right is his left and his left is his right. So as he was taking, within seconds he consumed it. And then you can imagine how loud and deep the sound of a mountain is when he speaks, especially when he's hungry. So he began to call out, Aniyor, Aniyor!
Aniyor, Aniyor!
He chanted much louder than that.
Aniyor, Aniyor! Aniyor, Aniyor!
Means bring me more. We should be chanting bring me more service. When we are chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Our humble insignificant way of saying Aniyor. My dear Lord, give dear Radharani, dear Sri Krishna, please give me more and more service to your lotus feet and to the lotus feet of your devotees. So Giriraj was chanting very loudly,
Aniyor!
But Krishna explained, because simultaneously Krishna was in the form of Govardhan Hill, but still he was the little cowherd boy, only 7 years old, with his friends and his mother and father. And with folded palms, Krishna bowed down and said, dear Giriraj, we've already given you everything in the whole Braj Bhumi. All of our food has been offered. We have nothing else. And Govardhan replied,
Aniyor!
So then, by the arrangement of Lord Sri Krishna, some of the Vrijabhasi Brahmins, they offered some tulsi leaves to Govardhan, and he became very satisfied. He said, now I am happy. And then, within seconds, all of the mountains of prasad and all of the lakes immediately reappeared, so that Krishna and all of the Vrijabhasis could enjoy the Maha Prasad.
Oh, Giriraj Maharaj ki!
And then on Krishna's instruction, they distributed the prasad first to the Brahmins and then to all of the local people, and even to the beggars. They were all just fed to their full satisfaction, and they were also giving to monkeys and cows and dogs. Everyone had full feast of Sri Giriraj's Mahaprasad. Giriraj Maharaj.
Jai!
And everyone was very, very happy, jubilant, ecstatic, except
Indra,
or Lord Indra. Because Lord Indra fell to the temptation that everyone falls to unless they are under proper guidance of the Association of Advanced Devotees. And that is the anarta of pride. He was thinking that I am the king of heaven, because after all, everyone in the universe is considering me to be the king of heaven. But Indra is Krishna's devotee, so Krishna will always arrange some way to curb pride from his devotee, because without genuine humility there can be no real devotion that is pleasing to the Lord. But Indra was very angry, so he sent the Samvatarka clouds, which carry rain that destroy the whole world. Within minutes it can make the whole world into one big ocean. And the Samvataka clouds all came over Brajbhumi and aimed all of their rains right at Vrindavan Dham. And it started raining, and there was thunder and lightning, thunderous. And it is explained that every raindrop was bigger than an elephant. And the rain was falling like pillars. And the Brijbasis, they approached Krishna. They said, Thakurji, Indra is angry because of what you have told us. So Krishna said, don't you worry. And he went out of his house. He was living at Nandagaon at the time. And he took the Govardhan Hill and effortlessly lifted it, just like a child picks up a flower or a mushroom. And he lifted it over his head. With the little finger of his left hand, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami explains. And he invited all the Brijabasis, now you come and take shelter of this umbrella named Govardhan Hill. And they all stood under the hill. And for 7 days and seven nights, with unblinking attention, they were looking at the beautiful face of Krishna smiling upon them. They forgot everything about eating or sleeping. They were fully nourished by the beautiful darshan of Shyam Sundar. And Indra, of course, as Dinabandhu Prabhu was explaining, that Krishna called for his Sudarshan Chakra, and the chakra was whirling very quickly around Govardhan Hill so that none of the water could go underneath the hill and come in. It was evaporating the rain as soon as it was coming. And whatever thunderbolts were hitting Govardhan Hill, because Krishna's finger was touching the hill, anything that came on it after that felt very pleasurable and ecstatic. Just like there is a beautiful poem by one great Vaishnav saint, where he explains, when I am doing the parikram of Brajbhumi, and the thorns, the prickers, go into my feet, I experience more pleasure by each pricker in my feet than can be experienced millions and millions and millions of times over of mukti, liberation into Brahma. Because these are the prickers of Vrindavan. This should be our meditation when thorns go into your lotus feet. And what a wonderful pleasure this is. The thorns of Vrindavan are bestowing their blessings upon my feet. Because every part of Brajbhumi is divine, it is sacred, it is Chintamani Dham. So when Indra saw that after 7 days Krishna and the Brijabasis didn't even experience one drop of rain, he called back his Samvartaka clouds, and he came to his Gurudev, Brihaspati. What should I do? Brihaspati told him that you have committed a great offense. You have tried to murder the Lord and his devotees. Is somebody translating while I'm talking?
Yeah, Paramahansa.
Gotcha. And then you should approach Surabhi, the cow. And she is very dear to Krishna. If you want to approach Krishna, you have to go through someone who Krishna loves. So similarly, we have all committed so many offenses against Krishna. And for us to think that we can approach Krishna after millions and millions of births of offending him is impossible. We must approach those devotees who are very dear and beloved by Krishna. And with their request, Krishna will accept our prayers. And with their request and blessings, Krishna will accept our service. That is why it is important that we have the association of advanced devotees and we take shelter of a proper spiritual master in the line of the great acharyas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Surabhi and Indra approached Krishna. Surabhi said, "Please, Krishna, Indra is feeling very sorry. Forgive him." So Krishna forgave him. And then they came to this very place and they performed Abhishek. Why did they perform Abhishek? Because Indra was under the illusion that I am the king of heaven, but now I want to reveal to the world who the real king is. We will coronate Krishna as the king of the universe. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki.
Jai!
So Indra brought his elephant carrier, Airavata, who took the water from the river Ganges, and here bathed Krishna's lotus feet with the river Ganges water. And the Surabhi cow and the other cows, they were thinking, "What is this nonsense, Indra? We only have one king. The king of Vrindavan, Vrindavanath, is Govinda. And we want to take this opportunity to coronate you as the king of Brijbhumi." So Surabhi, with her ambrosial nectarine milk, she bathed Lord Sri Krishna with Abhishek. And the mixture of the water of Airavata and the Ganges and the Surabhi cow's milk and all of the lotus petals and sandalwood and other scents that they were offering to Krishna filled this kund, which is called Govinda Kund. Later on, when Madhavendra Puri was traveling through Vrindavan, he came to Govinda Kund after walking through all the 12 forests. And Madhavendra Puri was so humble, he would not eat anything unless Krishna provided it without any effort of his own. So while he was sitting on the banks of Govinda Kund, enraptured in the ecstasy of divine love, a little cowherd boy approached him and said, "Maharaji, I understand that you've been fasting all day, but no one in this village of mine will fast. So please take this milk. And I will pick up the pot later. Now I have to go back to herd the cows." So Madhavendra Puri drank the milk, and then he washed the bucket here at Govinda Kund. And then he sat under a tree. In fact, this is the very place where we are sitting, where Madhavendra Puri met the cowherd boy and drank the milk. And this is the place that he rested. Sri Madhavendra Puri ki.
Jai!
And as he was resting, he had a divine vision where that same little cowherd boy revealed himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shyam Sundar. And he took Madhavendra Puri by the hand and said, "I have been waiting for you in my form of Gopal for a long, long time, and I am very hot and I am very hungry and thirsty." And then he took Madhavendra Puri to a place close to Govinda Kund where there were very thick thorn bushes, and he said, "You will find me in there." And he explained that you should bathe me with the waters of Govinda Kund, and you should make an altar on top of Govardhan Hill and install me there. He said, "I was originally installed by Vajra, But at one time, due to foreign invaders, the pujari left me in these bushes. So Madhavendra Puri took the townspeople after he woke. Actually, when he first woke up, he thought that Krishna came and served me by giving me milk, and I didn't even recognize him. I didn't even offer him obeisances. How sinful, how unfortunate I am. But rather than lament, he realized that the Lord has given me service. And more important than lamenting over our own offenses is to engage in the positive service of the Lord. Because that is the only real atonement for our offenses. Not just feeling guilty is the nature of every devotee, but our atonement is when we positively engage in activities, thoughts, and words for the pleasure of the Lord and His devotees. Krishna consciousness is a process which is dynamic. So with the townspeople, they began to clear the bushes, and there they saw the beautiful, beautiful form of Gopal. And they lifted Gopal and brought him here to Govindakund, and they performed Abhishek with tens and thousands of buckets of water from Govindakund. And Madhavendra Puri arranged everything according to the Lord's desire. And then they dried him, and they offered him the Panchagavya and the Panchamrita, and then more water from Govindakund. And then they put nice scented oil to make him very shiny, and put him on a beautiful altar made out of the gold stones from Govardhan Hill. And people brought clothes and jewelry and crowns. And then the townspeople made big, big mountains and mountains, their whole stock of bhoga they used to make a nice offering to the Lord. So many Brahmins and cooks cooking all day. And then Madhavendra Puri offered the aarti to Gopal. And where we just passed, Dinabandhu Prabhu was telling us that ancient ruined temple, that was the original temple that later on disciples of Madhavendra Puri built for Gopal. So this is a wonderful, beautiful story. Madhavendra Puri served Gopal here for many years.
And every village used to come.
Yes. The other villages, when they heard what a wonderful festival Madhavendra Puri was performing for this self-manifesting deity, every village was coming, please let us perform this Anukut. So every single day, village after village would bring their entire stock of all food and cook mountains of roti and rice and sabjis and kheer and everything. And in this way it went on for months and months and months. Wonderful offerings to Gopal. And of course everyone was immersed in chanting the holy names and dancing in great ecstasy. And later on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place. Because in the Madhava Sampradaya, Madhavendra Puri was the first acharya to reveal and distribute the type of pure bhakti which is found amongst the residents of Vrindavan in conjugal love, Madhurya Ras. It is explained that Madhavendra Puri is the root of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation in the line of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri had many great disciples: Advaita Charja, Nityananda Prabhu, Brahmananda Bharati, Paramananda Puri, Ishwara Puri, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, so many disciples. They cannot be counted, Sri Ranga Puri. And each of them he inundated their hearts with this mellow of conjugal love. And it is explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially accepted initiation from the disciple of Madhavendra Puri and did not reveal his divine love of God until that initiation ceremony to the world. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, and remembering the mercy of Madhavendra Puri and his unlimited qualities, Mahaprabhu took his bath in Govindakund. But he would not go up the mountain to see Gopal. Because Mahaprabhu considered that Govardhan Hill is none different than Krishna. And you cannot put your feet on Krishna. So Mahaprabhu prayed to Gopal from the bottom of the hill. And one day, to answer the prayers of Mahaprabhu, there was a scare in the village that the Mughals are coming to attack. So they took Gopal very secretly and brought him to a village called Gantuli on the bottom of the hill. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstatic love toward Gantuli, chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So he was, everyone was chanting with him very loudly.